This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
So if you're planning for a self-storage refi, you better know your valuations and how the bank's going to look at it. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses all of the training that I offer the small investor who wants to get in the self-storage business or grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. And if you purchase a self-storage facility or you put a loan on a self-storage facility 2017, 18, 19, and your loan's coming due, you better understand where you're probably going to stand with the bank before you call them. I was working with someone recently, someone I coach, and they were actually quite surprised as we kind of went through their numbers. They had purchased a mixed-use facility in a small town in Florida, 2018, and had retail up front, non-climate, and the owner had built climate control and had started leasing it out and then sold the property when this person bought it. Their game, they didn't build any more storage. What they were going to do was lease up what was there, kind of tighten up and raise the rents on the retail leases and run the self-storage facility more like a business, how it should be run. And that was their game plan. He did a normal bank loan on the project. At the time, I think it was a 75% loan to value. He had 4.15% interest, 20-year amortization, and he used a 5.75 cap on his pro forma with the bank for future valuation. And he bought the project and went to work. Year one, NOI, net operating income, and you know that's how you determine the value of a storage asset or any commercial real estate income producing property. Income minus expenses, net operating income. Apply a cap rate, capitalization rate, or in other words, what will a ready, willing, and able buyer pay for that cash flow? So his first year's NOI was 364, 114. He was in lease up. Year two, NOI, 568, 799. Really big jump and smaller incremental jumps up to year five this year, where his NOI is going to be 684, 270. Great job. He didn't think he had any challenges. Great job. That's the NOI, or close to it, that the lender's going to use to calculate the value. So in his pro forma, he was using a 5% interest rate on the refi, and you need to know what interest rates were going to be. But as we all know, they're much higher now. He had a great pro forma, and it worked well and made sense given the time that he did that pro forma. So we started looking at his numbers. I mean, what he told me is, you know, no problem. It should work great. Well, I said there's two parts to analyzing your deal before you call a lender for refi. So let's talk about what I said with him. We'll use his project as an example. Step one is, can you pay your current loan off? Can you refi it, and is there enough money there to pay the current loan off? So let's take a look. So if you take his net operating income, 628,270, and let's use a 7 cap, on a great day in that small market in Florida, it might be a 6.75, but my best guess is it's probably going to be a 7 cap. So if you take his net operating income, the 684,270, divide it by 0.07, 7 cap, that puts a value of $11,404,500-ish. Well, his current loan balance is only $5.9 million, actually $5,923,463. So if you take his 11 million-ish value and put a 75% loan on it, that's in the 8.5 area. Yes, there's enough money there to pay that loan off. And he'll have cash left over. So let's look at the second part and the more challenging part of a refi these days. Let's look at the debt coverage ratio. So if you're not sure what debt coverage ratio is, it's a benchmark that lenders use. And that benchmark lets them know that they're safe given the income that property produces. So in other words, at a 1.25% debt coverage ratio or a 1.3, those tend to be kind of the range the banks are working at today. We just did a loan at 1.3. What that means is your annual debt service, if you multiply it times 1.3, it's got to be less than the current NOI, net operating income. The new bank loan is probably going to be like the old bank loan. Interest rate's going to adjust up. It's probably going to be a five-year note with a fixed interest rate. Interest rate's probably 7.75% on a 20-year amortization. So you got enough money there, so let's run it at the 75% loan to value. That means it's a loan for $8,553,375. At 7.75%, the annual debt service on that loan is $824,626. That's more than the current NOI. Won't work. No problem. Let's look at a 65% loan. Just take less cash out. So at a 65% loan on the $11.5 million value, that would be a loan of $7,412,945. There's still enough money there to pay the current debt off. The annual debt service would be $583,543. So if you multiply that number times, let's say, 1.3 against his current NOI, which is $684,270, he's $74,336 short of meeting that debt coverage ratio. At a 1.25, it's not quite $74,000, but it's still a real number. The term cash-in refi is catching hold in the lender's world today. If he went back to that same bank, and those were the terms, 20-year loan, 7.75, and he'd have to bring $74,000 to the table. And guess what? That was not just on at a 65% loan-to-value. That number was even higher. That was paying off his current loan balance, assuming he had all the cash to pay for the closing costs, whatever points there would be. Just paying the balance, that 5.9 balance off, he was $74,000 short on a refi. Now, what's important is there's ways to work around it. You don't have to go to that same lender. There's other lenders, but what's critical is you know this before you call your lender up. So looking at it, I said it's pretty clear what you need is a 25-year amortization. Amortization has a lot more to do with what your monthly payment is, annual debt services, than the interest rate even. He'd be better off at 8% interest on a 25-year amortization. But my suggestion was, see if you can negotiate with the bank a 25-year amortization. That would get you within the right debt coverage ratio. Everything else works, but you need a 25-year AM. That's important information to know prior to making the call to the lender. The other thing you can negotiate is the debt coverage ratio. Maybe. I have a hard time negotiating DCRs with banks, but it's possible to go from 1.30 to 1.25. So if that bank won't play with them, my suggestion was shop around till you find one that will on a 25-year loan. If you borrow just what your current balance is in today's interest rate environment and get a 25-year amortization, you'll be able to hit the debt coverage ratio and not have to bring any cash in. He's still working on it. Moral to the story? Just know where you are before you call a lender and act all surprised. So here's the thing. As entrepreneurs, we're not victims of the economy. If you're a victim, you have no power. If you're going in to negotiate a loan, you need to have power. You need to know exactly where you stand. Don't make it mean anything. It's not your fault. It's not his fault that interest rates went from, you know, doubled over the time of his hold. Cap rates went up 2% at least that since he purchased. We can't control that. What we can control is just, one, knowing what's so. Don't make it mean anything. It's just, here's where I am on my debt coverage ratio. And two, come up with a strategy or a game or a way of dealing with what you got to do to get a refied loan. Now, the good news is all indications are interest rates may go down a little bit this year. If they do, they're not going to go down by much. And over the next few years, odds are they probably are. Inflation's under control, or 3%. 3% is a very livable number for inflation. And I think slowly we're going to get back to a norm, a normalcy, at least a feeling of normalcy in the environment. Will interest rates get back to 4.15? Sometime. Probably not in a long time. And I don't know that they should go down to 4.15. The reality is, it doesn't matter what the interest rates are, because we'll structure a strategy to deal with and make deals work. We may do less of them. Wouldn't be bad if it was harder to do deals and less people were doing deals today. And bank financing is not your only option. There's private financing, capital groups. There's lots of alternatives out there. But if you're refiing, and there's a lot of you who are right now, your options aren't sell it or bring cash. There's a lot of strategies you can employ in your refi, but just know what's so, develop a strategy to deal with it, then call the lenders. So, I hope this helps if you're doing a refi, or even if you're acquiring your first facility and closing on it tomorrow. You're going to be dealing with a refi during your ownership, most likely. Plan for it now. So thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is one of the financial analysis tools I use and many people I work with use to project the future cash flows. In that, you can put a 5-year loan in at 7.75%, amortize it over whatever period you want, and then put a balloon payment on that loan, put your next loan in. You could assume it's going to be higher, or you could assume it's going to be lower than right now, or you could run it both ways. So that's a financial analysis tool we use all the time. Almost every day I'm in it looking at deals. So if you're using Excel, great, but explore the analyzer. Bring those reports to that lender on your refi and see how your lender responds to you. So I look forward to being with you next week, and I'll see you then.